Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Scott Spears along with you here Monday morning, March the 7th, 2022, 15 minutes past the hour. So glad to be back with you after a four-day absence. Now remember, when I feel well, I will be here in the morning, and when I don't, we've got a whole host of best of programs, which I hope you will enjoy. Phone lines are open this morning, 740-38. Now see, I about did the studio line. It's ingrained in me. Alternate number, 740-751-4038. Give me a call. I enjoy hearing from you. 740-751-4038. Okay, let's see. We all need some fun in our life here. We have some funny stories. Well, hopefully these are fun. I don't know. They're real. I don't know how funny they'll be, but they are true stories. Let's say that. Okay, this is from Austin, Texas. Moviegoers in Austin, Texas got to see more than one type of bat during a screening of The Batman this weekend. An actual bat was spotted swooping around inside the theater, putting the movie on pause while management called animal control and tried unsuccessfully to get the critter out. That all happened on Friday in Austin, Texas. I didn't even know there was a new Batman movie. Frankly, I have not watched a Batman movie since Michael Keaton left. And I hear Michael Keaton's doing very well now in the movies. Remember when he was Batman, he and Jack Nicholas? I thought that was great. And the second one, in which the Penguin was Danny DeVito and Catwoman was Michelle Pfeiffer, I thought those were two great movies. And I thought Michael Keaton was the perfect Batman because he looked like a normal guy. He didn't look like he was too cool for the room. Okay, let's go to Hawaii here. Kalua Kona, Hawaii. A super-sized taro root has been harvested on Hawaii's Big Island. The 50-pound corm, which is the root of a taro plant, was grown on Anu Farm in Hawaii's island, South Kona District, and could possibly be the largest on record, West Hawaii Today reported on Wednesday. Well, that's fascinating, isn't it? Let's go to Boston. A bronze bell cast in 1834 in Paul Revere's Massachusetts foundry has come home, capping a near two-century cross-country odyssey that saw it hauled by ox cart to churches in Ohio before languishing for decades in a California garage. Well, how about that? After 200 years, Paul Revere's bronze bell is back in Boston. Now, how did it end up in a California garage? Now, you know, this is interesting to me because it reminds me of the Harding dog collar. See, you think things can't get lost in places. Well, look at this. Paul Revere's bell got lost for two centuries. My goodness. What do you think happened there? Does anybody have any thoughts on that or the Batman, the bat in the Batman movie? Give me a buzz or anything else on your mind 19 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Remember, it's an alternate number today. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. You are part of the show today. We enjoy hearing from you. Here at WWGH Radio, where the G stands for good callers. Let's see here. A county courthouse is poised to be the first in Maine to have a dedicated therapy dog to provide emotional support for people dealing with traumatic experiences. A yellow Labrador puppy named Holiday has begun up to 2 years of training with a goal of becoming a calming presence in a stressful environment. Now, I wonder who this dog is therapy for. Any thoughts on that, therapy dogs in a courthouse? Somebody's got to have a thought on that. 740-751-4038. And you might wonder where your tax dollars go. That's where they go. Don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp today. 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. And Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. That's how it all goes today. You know, that's about it for funny or odd stories, I guess is what we would call those. Did anybody do anything interesting over the weekend? We know some people went to the theater. Some people looking for mechanics. It's hard to find a good mechanic. I've brought that up time and time and time again. That is not an easy task at all. I still do believe, though, that we should have... This is off topic. I still do believe that we should have a statue of President Harding somewhere in this town. That's my new goal in life. A statue for President Harding. Now, I don't know where we would put it, but I think it should be here. I think we should have a statue. What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. How are things sounding this morning? Are we coming through the radio box, the internet, well this morning? That's what we want. We want to sound good and come through clear. All right. Well, what's in the news today? If we check out the news, let's see here. Well, we're getting a call. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller. Hey, Pastor, how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
I tell you, this whole therapy dog story just wore me out.
Yeah, I wonder who that therapy dog's for, too.
You know, I wonder, is it for the people who are convicted, or is it for the families of the people who are traumatized?
Or is it for the people who are sitting there waiting to go on trial and that are nervous wrecked?
Yeah, I wasn't. The story did not really explain that well. That seems a little strange. I mean, where do you keep the dog? At the courthouse?
Right. And, you know, there's the ongoing cost of maintaining a dog and food and all that kind of stuff that, of course, there's taxpayer money. You got to question, is it all worth it?
Well, I just don't understand who comes up with these ideas. Who says, well, we need a dog?
Right. Probably somebody who can't have one at home and just thinks it'd be really nice to have a dog there at work.
Well, you know what what I think about is, if you're not taking the dog home, who's letting this dog out at night?
they probably have have volunteers to take it home at night.
This poor dog's going to be traumatized, going from house to house to house.
Maybe it's therapy for the dog. Maybe the dog's in therapy.
It's a cute little dog. There's a nice picture of it here. It's a nice little golden retriever, but holy moly.
I don't know. You just got to kind of scratch your head.
You do. You do. Some of these stories.
Yeah. So, are you going to get, you know, kind of comfortable broadcasting from home? I mean, are you going to announce in 4 or 5 months that, well, I'm moving the studio to my house so I never have to leave there?
Well, you know, it's funny because I never get to hear these broadcasts, and I don't know how they sound.
Sounds good.
Oh, good. Good. Well, that's a positive. You know, I don't know, because there are two schools of thought in this. I mean, it is nice to get up and just walk into the studio and broadcast. But there is also the school of thought that it's nice to get out in the morning, you know, interact with people, walk into a studio. And I don't know how guests would... Diet Coke, you can't... Yeah, got to get the Diet Coke. And guests, I'm not exactly sure how guests would work out. Not that I would mind having people over. I think that would work just fine. But it's an interesting experiment that apparently is working very well.
Yeah, I mean, because it sounds great. I mean, it really comes through good.
Well, that's good. I'm going to have a guest on at some point and see how that goes in the studio. Because during a long-form interview, I wonder how that would play. Yeah, aside from that, I would be, you know, it wouldn't be an awful thing. You know, heaven knows if we're ever in a pinch, at least we have this to go to.
There you go.
So how did things go on your show yesterday?
Things went fine on Sunday. Everything smooth and, you know, we covered some news and we did a little Bible study and no hitches. And so it went well.
Now, last Wednesday, I did not get a chance to hear any of it. What went down last Wednesday?
Nate and Amber on the weekend had been in Mansfield, long story short, they were eating at a restaurant in Ontario, and at the same time, I was eating at a restaurant in Ontario, and I saw his Facebook post, so I sent him a message, and I said, hey, are you still in Ontario? He said, yes, but we're headed to Mansfield next to see the carousel. So they went over and saw the carousel, and we shared that experience. And I went ahead and I said, you know, I've driven by the carousel 150 times, and I've never seen it. So I went over and saw the carousel. It was really, really kind of neat over there in Mansfield. So now, we talked about that and talked about some restaurants and that.
Now, how did Terry handle this, not being a part of the group?
He handled it quite... Oh, Scott. I've got to tell you, I was a bad boy.
What happened?
You know how Nate always does his word, the word of the day at the end of his show, his trivia show?
Yes.
You know, so the word was frowsy, and the word frowsy means not clean.
Oh.
Messy. And so then we took the break, and then we came back. And so, you know, Nate's doing his introductions and, you know, asks Terry how he's doing and everything. Terry's doing good. And he says, how are you, Craig? He says, well, you're looking good. And I said, I got to tell you. I turned to Nate and I go, Nate, you're really looking frowsy today. And I knew Terry had not been listening. He was playing on his phone. And so Terry says, well, thank you. Is there any other way to be looking?
He tried to cover.
And he just didn't miss a beat, just kept right on going. So I got my little dig in, and we all had fun.
Did he ever find out what frowsy meant?
I don't think he ever found out, because he wasn't listening to the show. He wasn't listening to Nate's show. And he never asked what frowsy meant or anything, so I don't think he even knew.
Now, was the couch disheveled with the blanket?
Landed on the couch. The blanket was the way it was supposed to be.
Because he, you know, sometimes he gets extra frowsy.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he does.
He gets so frowsy in the studio that he sometimes goes vertical in the studio.
Yeah, Yeah. And see, the thing of it was, you almost had to be there to be able to see everything because, you know, he actually, it was one of the few times that I've actually seen him in a nice dress shirt, a nice button-down dress shirt, and he had a pair of khakis on. And so he actually was looking pretty good for Terry, and so it was quite a picture.
So, but he wasn't eating, we hope.
No, there was no food.
Because that dress shirt would have been...
Yeah, well, this week is Nate's birthday on Wednesday.
Oh, good.
And he's going to have birthday treats, and he mentioned to the listeners if they wanted to stop him between 4 and 5, they would have birthday treats. So I'm looking to put a fence up around the treat table if we have to.
You might have to. You know, his blood sugar, Terry's blood sugar will drop, and he'll be extra frowsy.
That's right.
Well, good to talk with you, Pastor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. 30 minutes past the hour. And you know, we all love Terry, but we know that he sometimes gets a little more tired than the average person. Now, I don't know if this is a medical, or if he just doesn't sleep well, or the couch at the studio looks enticing to him. We really don't know, but it's been going on for about 8 years now. So, you just learn to deal with it. Frowsy. That's a good word. 740-751-4038. 31 minutes past the hour. Give me a buzz here. I'd love to hear from you. Let's see. What is in the local newspaper today? Well, looks like Megamoo is changing ownership. Does anybody got the scoop on that? That's the big page, or big story on the online page of the Marion Star today. Marion Maid. Now, is it Michelli's that own Megamoo? Michelli celebrate a sweet end to Megamoo ownership. Well, apparently it's, the Michellis, if they were the owners, are no longer the owners. I did not know that there was a change in ownership. Does anybody know the story on Megamoo? 740-751-4038. Boy, I passed by the Jersey last night. Now, I was out in the car last night. Had to swing over by the bank, which is next to Jersey. And it was about probably 6:30. Boy, was the Jersey busy. I don't know. What is the draw to the Jersey? You know, I'm not saying that it shouldn't have a draw. I love that it operates a nice local business like that, doing a business like that with no drive-through and all these new modern things that we have in life, but what is the draw to the Jersey? Is it the ice cream? Is it the food? Is it the standing outside? I don't know. I've never heard anybody tell me. 740-751-4038. What's the secret to the Jersey? And as we slide into spring, anything interesting in your life? Michelli's celebrate a sweet end to Megamoo ownership. Well, that's nice. But hopefully they're able to turn it over to another group. That location where Megamoo is, does anybody remember what used to be at the Megamoo location? There were two other things there that I can remember. Now, you know, I don't want to say they didn't do very well, but it seemed like they did not stay in that location very long. Hey, is Amato's open downtown? You know, I have not been downtown in a while. I know, you know, this Amato's pizza story has been going on for years now. They were supposed to open up downtown, And then something happened with the floor and an oven, and they never opened up. And then the pandemic came, and we didn't hear anything from them. And then they were putting ads out to hire workers. Is Amato's open? Is anything else going on there? Does anybody know what has happened down at the old Park Place downtown? I imagine downtown was hopping pretty good with all the food trucks this weekend. I know they had that big event down at... Well, where was the big event this past weekend? We had Scott Cameron on talking about the fundraiser that was going to go on this past weekend for musical instruments for the kids at Harding and musical lessons. Did anybody attend that? 740-383-9944. That's 74... No, see, I gave the wrong number again. I'm going to have to write this down. Different number, 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't shirts and stuff at one time where Mega Moo was? And then a long time ago, there was like a wholesale grocery place that you could go in there.
There was. It was shirts and stuff, and then it was empty a long time. But yeah, I remember the wholesale grocery store, and I can't remember the name. But I remember it was one of the first places you could go in and get those little, like the small boxes of cereal, individual boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that place.
But I can't remember the name of it.
Neither can I. I just remember going in there, man. I think that's what it was built for. But
yeah.
I cannot remember the name of it for the life of me.
Maybe somebody will come in.
If somebody comes up with it, I'd love to hear it. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Yes, it definitely was shirts and stuff prior to being Mega Moo. I think it was empty for a while. But what was the name of that little wholesale grocery store that was in there for so many years? You can get those little individually wrapped boxes of cereal anywhere now. But that was one of the first places I remember you'd be able to get them. And I used to love to go in there and get those. Because sometimes, you know, when you're a kid, you don't want to eat Lucky Charms all day. Sometimes you want to have Rice Krispies. So you could get the little package of 8 that had the Rice Krispies and the Fruit Loops and the Lucky Charms and all that. But I can't remember the name of that store, what it was called. There were all kinds of little businesses there in the Fair Park area. They had a Fayette Bank location. They had that little wholesale grocery store. There was a bank there. Then a video store had the grocery store, which is still operating as Kingsaver, had the gas station, Duke. Little hub of commerce there on Fairground. Does anybody remember the name of that store? 740-751-4038. That's the alternate number today. 740-751-4038. Broadcasting from the home studio today. And does anybody know the story on the change of ownership at Mega Moo? Or does anybody know anything about Amato's? Or any thoughts on why Jersey does such a business? You know what's interesting about Jersey, though? There were a fair amount of cars parked there. But I think a lot of people walk to the Jersey because that's such a neighborhood right there on Center Street. I think a lot of people walk over. And I think that's what keeps the Jersey really popping, is being located in that neighborhood. That's my guess on it. Does anybody else have another guess? 740-751-4038. And again, we were going to try to play Rockin' Robin this morning, the very popular song without copyright. But unfortunately, that did not work out. 39 minutes past the hour here. 45 degrees in Marion. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
The little party store beside the Jersey, I went there on a weekend, and she was telling me that the people that own the drive-thru over there in Fair Park, the Indian or whatever, Indian people, I'm not sure what they are, she told me they bought the Mega Mill.
Oh, really?
That's what she told me. The people who own the drive-thru bought the Mega Mill.
The people who... Now, which drive-thru?
The one right there in Fair Park on the corner of Richmond and Fairground.
Oh, now, so that's not run by the Dino's people anymore?
No, that's ran by India. And I think they're India people.
Really? And they bought the...
They do lottery now, and you can get it through a drive-thru. And yeah, but it's run by the India people.
And they bought the Mega Moo.
That's what she told me. She told me before I heard you talking about it.
Well, isn't that interesting?
And if I remember when I was younger, that used to be North Greenwood Party Stores, the last I remember.
I used to love that place. I was always surprised it didn't do a better business.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was in a great spot.
Yeah, I mean, it was located right there. A lot of people from Fair Park went there, but it didn't make it.
Nope. All right, sir, I got to get back to work.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Again,
phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. As I give the wrong number again, there are probably people calling the studio right now. 740-751-4038. That's the number you want to dial. 740-751-4038. Does that ring true with anybody? The Greenwood Party Store. That might be right. I'll tell you, I can remember going in there. I can remember shopping there. But I cannot remember a sign on the building. Or even a sign out front, to be honest with you. Now, did anybody hear that Mega Moo was bought by the people who run the drive-thru over there in Fair Park? What is the name of that drive-thru now? Is it still called Dino's? I have not been over in that area for so long. I know for a long time it was called Dino's. You know, the other night I was thinking, I have not had a Dino's pizza in a long, long time. And Dino's pizza used to be a big thing in this community. It was a huge pizza that you could get at a very affordable cost. Does anybody remember the Dino's pizzas? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I called in about the department store from years ago in Greenwood.
Yes, go ahead.
It wouldn't have been Warwick's.
Rinks?
Warwick's.
Oh, Warwick's.
Yeah, it was down there by Race. It was on the north side of Greenwood. It's pretty close to North Main.
Huh. So right across from the fairgrounds?
No, it's pretty close to North Main. Pretty close to Race Motors down there.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's years ago. That was in the 40s.
Well, that's been a while ago. So what kind of store was that? Just your regular neighborhood grocery store?
They had magazines. They had we used to go in there when we were kids and get the cap guns and the ammunition for the cap guns years ago. That was a pretty handy store.
Now, didn't there used to be a little store that was between State Street and, I'm trying to think, it was between State and that street. What is the street next to State? Not Main, but the other direction.
Park?
Yeah, well, yeah, there was a side street there where there was a little convenience store.
I can't remember that exactly. I lived on Patton Street years ago. And I remember the Patton Street Market there.
Yeah, we're thinking of the, you know, the one where Megamu is now.
Yeah.
That used to be a little wholesale grocery store. Do you remember what that was called?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate.
I do remember Warwick's little store on Greenwood there.
Well, now, where are you listening from this morning?
Bucyrus, Ohio.
Oh, down in Bucyrus. So you're picking us up down there, okay.
Yeah, really good this morning. Yes, Charlie Evers' hometown.
That's right. How are things down in Bucyrus?
Good.
Now, have you been over? Last time I was over there, about a week ago, I went over to, where was it? Baker's and Lulu's.
Yeah, Baker's Pizza, yeah.
Now, what do you make of Lulu's?
I haven't been there yet, really. Lulu's isn't.
Yeah, you'll have to go over. It's next to McDonald's. It's not a bad place at all.
Lulu's. Yeah, I've been there. It's really good. Yeah, the name didn't recognize it at first.
Well, hey, I'm glad you're listening over in Bucyrus. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope somebody else would remember Warwick's, because that was a long time ago.
Yeah, maybe we'll hear from somebody. Thank you.
It was a really handy store. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, well, we're hearing from the people in Bucyrus this morning. Warwick's. Does anybody remember Warwick's? Down on Maine. The Maine and Fairground area. I cannot remember the name of that little party store. It was between State and what is the street going in the opposite direction? Alrighty. Go ahead, caller. You think Fred's is the place to go? Now, I've never had one of their Blizzard, what do they call them, Freddy's?
I never have had one of them either. I always get the brownie sundae.
So
I'm telling you, that thing's only like $3.50, and they pile it high. Like, I mean, it's huge.
Now, what is on the menu over at Fred's? Like, hot food?
Well, you can get just about anything you want.
Like, if I want a shredded chicken sandwich, what kind of food am I going to have to, or money am I going to have to fork out? Now, are you sure pickle sauce is good for you?
Shop.
Oh, the pickle shop. Oh, pickle shots.
Yeah, it's just frozen pickles like in a little plastic cup. A quarter.
Well, I don't know. See, that just doesn't sound good to me. Is it like dill or sweet pickles?
Dill.
Well, I don't know.
You can't go knocking it until you try it, Scott.
I don't know. I might have to wait, 6 or 8 years before I go get into that. Well, see, that's what I keep saying. What keeps the Jersey so busy when everybody else has a drive-thru?
I mean, it isn't good. It doesn't belong a lot, like, down in warm or anything. But I'm just saying, Fred's good, that the price is reasonable, and I've never had anything out of Fred's that was bad. Like, everything's good. They're really generous with the portion of that.
Well, I haven't been there in a couple years, so I'm going to have to go try it out.
I recommend the brownie sundae.
The brownie sundae. Now, brownie sundae is vanilla ice cream on a brownie?
Yeah, they take like a brownie, like a little baby brownie, and they split it in half, and put each half of one, then like one half of one by itself, and then the other on the other. And it has the chocolate sauce, and the whipped cream, and the cherry, and the nuts, and so good.
Well, it doesn't sound bad for $2.
I think it's like around $3.50.
$3.50. See, I'm going to have to write these prices down.
Yeah, and that was like what it used to be, because heaven knows with the inflation, it's always going to go up now.
Well, that's right. The inflation is causing everything to go up a little bit.
Oh, enough staff we're going to get?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think that the government will cap it at some point, but it's certainly going to go up a little bit.
Oh, that's crazy. All right, well, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Again, the phone lines are open here. We've got about 11 minutes left, 49 minutes past the hour, 740-38. I about did it again. Tomorrow morning, if I'm here tomorrow morning, I'm going to write down the phone number so I can remember to say the right phone number, and then I'm going to have a little piece of paper here to write down all this information, prices of brownie sundaes and things of that nature. I have that in the studio, but at home, I was a little ill-prepared this morning. But you'll have that, live radio. Hence the Rockin' Robin earlier. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. What's on your mind? 740-751-4038. Any word on Amato's Pizza downtown? Any word on the Megamoo ownership transfer? Warwick's? That used to be here in Marion? What was the name of the wholesale grocery store on Fairground Street? And, well, it was down there almost right across from the fairgrounds. Does anybody remember the Fair Park Diner? You know, we never did hear about it. Has anybody had a Dino's Pizza? Dino's Pizza used to be the biggest, most inexpensive, kind of greasy pizza in Marion, but it was good. And pizza's supposed to be greasy. So there you go. Has anybody had a Dino's Pizza recently? And how much do they cost if they still exist? 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. You know something I learned last week? Since I've last been on the air with you, did you know that shredded chicken sandwiches are apparently something that is only an Ohio thing? That they don't sell these in other states? I did not know that. Now, it's kind of funny to me because I would think that other states would have capitalized on that. Because shredded chicken sandwiches are certainly a staple here in Ohio. I mean, just in Marion, you can probably get them at five or six different places. But I did not realize it's only an Ohio thing. Did anybody else know that? Has anybody else tried to go to Kentucky or Michigan or Pennsylvania or Indiana and try to order a shredded chicken sandwich? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. I hear it tastes just like Vulture. What a story on vultures. 740-751-4038. Remember mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp this morning? 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Then Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 until 5 p.m. 53 minutes past the hour on this dreary Monday morning. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Let's see. Anything else flowing around here? Nobody knows about the shredded chicken sandwiches, huh? Who has the best shredded chicken sandwiches in Ohio? Or in Marion? Let's put it that way. Let's not limit it. Let's not expand it to Ohio. Let's limit it to Marion. Who has the best shredded chicken sandwiches in Marion? I'm trying to think of who I would vote for. There are a few places that I think have really good shredded chicken sandwiches. I'm trying to think of all the places that sell them. Jersey does. I believe Fred's does. Dairy Queen does. Who else sells shredded chicken sandwiches? Boy, oh boy. Well, who's got the best? If you want a shredded chicken sandwich, where are you going to go? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Nobody wants to go out on a limb this morning and let us know where the best shredded chicken sandwiches are. It just baffles me to no end that that's an Ohio thing. I mean, I would have never guessed that the shredded chicken sandwich is an exclusively Ohio thing. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Now that will, you'll amaze your friends today if you give them that information. That shredded chicken sandwiches are exclusive to Ohio. I wonder how that even came about. I wonder how it came to be that they were invented or came about here. It's not really that complicated of a dessert, really, or a food, really. You know why I'm thinking dessert? I'm thinking about a blizzard, which I have not had in a few days. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Has the best ones.
Now, what's best about the jerseys?
I don't know. Mike likes them. He just says they're the best ones he ever has.
Well, sounds good to me. Hey, thank you.
Yeah, he lives in Virginia, and he comes over here occasionally.
Now, did you know that shredded chicken was only an Ohio thing?
No, I didn't.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, that is very strange.
Hey, thanks for calling. Yeah, shredded chicken is only an Ohio thing. Well, we got one vote for the Jersey. Any vote for any other place? One for the Jersey. Shredded chicken sandwiches. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 56 minutes past the hour. Who has the best shredded chicken sandwich in Marion, Ohio? It looks as if the Jersey might win by default here because they've got the only vote. Apparently, people coming in from Virginia just to have shredded chicken sandwiches from the Jersey. Not too bad. Hopefully, when they come, they don't have to stand out in the rain. All right, let's take a call here. Go ahead, caller.
The root beer stand has very best.
Oh, the root beer stand. Now, did they open back up this past weekend?
I'm not sure.
You know, I didn't hear a whole lot. Now, what's good about the root beer stand's shredded chicken?
It doesn't have a lot of filler like most of them do. There's a lot of chicken in there.
There is a lot of chicken in there. You are right. Well, hey, thanks for calling. Well, one for the root beer stand for all the filler. I have had a shredded chicken from the root beer stand in recent years. A matter of fact, that's usually what I get if I'm going to go to the root beer stand is a shredded chicken. Not too bad. You know, the trick to the shredded chicken is to get the soup and the shredded chicken quantities right. And some people add extra stuff. That helps too. 58 and a half minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning. Who's got the best shredded chicken in Marion? One for the root beer stand, one for the Jersey. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp. 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims. 4:10 until 5 p.m. 59 minutes past the hour here. Well, it was good coming back this morning. As I say, if I'm not here tomorrow or any other days, we will have a best of series of programs airing that I hope you listen to and enjoy. But if I'm up and feeling up to it, I will be here in the mornings as best I can. And I had fun this morning. It's always good being here talking with you, the listening audience. That is really good medicine. All right, well, I hope everybody has a great day. Hopefully tonight, maybe we'll get through an overnight without rain. And tomorrow morning will be a nice day. Well, maybe the rest of today will be nice, and tomorrow morning will be nice as well. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
You've had so many interesting people on here. I'm always amazed at who you have.
Well, you have been such a pal, and I know you don't do much media anymore, but you're always so kind to me, and I want to take the... I always thank you when we're done, but I want to thank you on the air for 10 years.